case number 10,706, Lawrence Folly, south of Road 277, north of Woodland Court North, being lot 71, block J, section 2, with an angle by the bay. Development, a variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
Name and address.
Lawrence Folly, 33131 Woodland Court North, Lewis.
And do you swear affirm testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board?
Yes, excuse me. Yes, I'm asking for a variance on my rear setback to put a roof over an existing deck.
Okay.
I hope you got more than that. You've been listening all evening to the
bangers. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
go ahead and hit them.
I'd like to have to borrow the standards because I don't ever remember seeing. I think the unique physical circumstance, other than the rear property line, is curved, and it's the corners that cut into that setback area. Other than that, it's not anything necessarily unique. Cannot otherwise be developed. Reasonable use of the property, the deck, the roof over the deck would make it usable in, despite inclement weather and that sort of thing. As far as, the deck when it was built, I had done the addition in the deck 2 years ago and it was within the setbacks at that time, and I guess foresight should have thought about having a roof over it, but excuse me. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The property to the right of me already has a roofed over deck. The house on the left, they had said that they plan to do that in the future anyway. A lot of the places have gotten variances to the rear setback in Angola by the Bay already. And it's the widest variance is for 2.2 feet. And on the northwest corner and the northeast corner, it would be 1 foot, 1.6 feet on the variance.
So you built this, that you said again, now this deck 2 years ago?
Yes, approximately 2 years ago. The 10 by 10 foot addition, and the only reason I extended the deck out farther because so I had room on the back of the addition, 4 foot wide, to access the door on the back of that addition, and then I just squared the deck off to that. Carried that line straight across. That's why the deck is where it is.
Okay.
How long have you owned the property?
Since 1983, 1984.
Yes. On the back of your home, this little bump out, is that a utility room or something?
On the right hand side to the rear.
Right there.
Yes, that's a 10 by 10 foot room I added on. It's.
Okay, that's the.
I call it a mud room. That's. I added that on with washer dryer and that sort of thing. My mother was. I was going to have to be taking care of my mother and. Going to use in that, and so then she since has passed on.
So that's your addition?
That's correct, yes.
And then the deck you built it just outside of that addition so that you...
Yes, that's 4 foot wide there so that I have access to go in the door to the rear of that.
Okay, so the door is to the rear of the addition?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So it wouldn't make sense for the deck not to be extend beyond that door because that's your...
Correct.
Egress.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
I guess just one. On the longest area of the deck from the home out, how long is the deck there? From the edge of the home out?
Oh, that's 14 feet.
14?
Yes. Those distances from the property line I extrapolated from a survey, original survey, and then that the deck was 8 feet. Then I came out with a 10-foot room and then 4 feet addition, so it was then 6 feet added onto the other part. So those distances were extrapolated off of the survey.
Thank you.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
I have one more question, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Is there a common area to your rear boundary?
Oh, yes, sir. That's commons. I'm not sure how wide the commons is. I think it's like 80-some feet.
But it is a common
area. It is a common area behind. Yes, that's correct.
Thank you.
Okay. Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I believe in case I believe that the property is unique physically from the back boundary line. As far as the property being developed in strict conformity, I believe with the addition to the rear of the house with the doorway to the rear, I believe the 4 foot deck and porch is necessary to enable reasonable use to that. I believe it will alter the central character of the neighborhood, and I believe it is a minimum variance to afford relief. I believe that it possibly could create hardship from practical difficulty with the addition on the rear of the house. So I would make a motion we approve case number 10706.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10706. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you for your time, everyone.